Now, the interesting thing for me is watching Bill Belichick on McAfee last night talking about these players and how much he loves Malik Nabers. If the Giants don't win this year.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, I don't want to say it. I mean, because I
well,
like
you have them. Already. You've said it in the past.
Yeah, I mean, they got to win. These teams have got to win. And now the Giants have passed on yet another quarterback opportunity. Whether you like it or not, they had an opportunity. I don't know if they were trying to go up and really get one. But if it goes south again this year, and Mr. Personality himself, Mr. Bill Belichick, is available, you know, could you see him coaching Malik Nabers next year?
Yeah. I mean,
he was so effusive in his praise of him.
Yeah, it would. Well, yeah, but I think he would have done that wherever he was selected. I don't think it was just because of the Giants pick. I mean, I don't think that Bill Belichick needs to do something like that to be coveted by John Mara. We know how much John Mara loves Bill Belichick already. It would have to be really bad for Brian Daboll to get. I mean, really bad, meaning 4 wins or worse, maybe 5.
So, all right. Let me. I just said what I said about the Jets and the AFC East, and I do believe that. Assuming Aaron Rodgers, actually Tyrod Taylor's a good enough player, I think, that they could win 4 or 5 games with him if he had to play just 4 or 5
well,
games.
I mean, that's the whole point of getting a veteran backup in there finally because of what happened last year.
Yeah, and plus the Giants look better with him.
Yeah.
All right. So, where are the Giants in the pecking order of the NFC East? Look, they just added one player. And then they had a great offseason in terms of trading and free agency and adding Brian Burns, which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah.
So I will give Joe Shane a lot of credit for that. They have a new defensive coordinator who wants violence or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, violence. I think that the Giants, answer your question, are where they were last year going into the season, which is third. I mean, in a solid third. They're nowhere near the top two teams in that division.
Daniel Jones gets healthy. Daniel Jones comes back and
Daniel
he's motivated.
Jones?
Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And he's healthy and he's motivated.
Right.
No? Yes? I would think that he'd be motivated.
I thought you were going to say that then if that happens, they could win the division. I don't think so. I don't think they're good enough.